And what's going on, everybody? Robert and Colton here for Bridging the Geekdoms, and boy, do we have a show for you this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got...
I took all the enthusiasm.
We got funny-looking blue men. We got Batman stuff. We got
funny-looking white men.
We got a video game and a whole bunch of other stuff. As well as we're going to continue our journey towards Avengers Endgame as we talk about two other characters within the franchise.
Are we, though?
We are.
Yeet!
Yeah!
Dab, dab,
so that
dab.
Is what is going on this week. But before we dive into all that, Mr. Colton.
Yeah.
What the hell happened to Colton's Gaming Corner last week?
So here's some behind the scenes and how much of a dumbass I am. So I did everything, typed it all up, and I closed out of the window without actually posting it, so it's a draft. So, yeah. It's there.
It's there, just not there.
Yeah. There. I gotta go home and do that.
There. Yeah, good job. Okay, so besides that, Colton's Gaming Corner.
Colton's just stupid.
We did say it was going to come out last week, but actually, hopefully tonight.
Yeah, I'm aiming for maybe tomorrow. I'll set it for tomorrow.
So it will be posted this week. Probably after you hear this, you can just find Colton's Gaming Corner on anchor.fm, which is
makes it sound so official.
Which makes... Yeah, I guess so. But which is a great podcasting hosting site, I will say so myself. They got some big news. They actually talked about some big news this week where Spotify and them, I think Spotify bought Anchor or they kind of partnered.
Anchor bought Spotify.
Is that what it was?
No, I don't have no clue.
But either way now, it's a big conglomerate now of Spotify and Anchor. So
even
Spotify,
though, it doesn't really affect us.
Yeah, well, it doesn't a little bit because the email that we got was basically, I don't know, did I show you the email? Maybe not.
I don't know.
So we got an email, and it kind of was explaining, like, there's some exciting things coming because Spotify is completely committed to helping build the podcast structure of their business side now.
Yeet.
And that was the whole idea behind Anchor. So as far as I'm aware, nothing is going to change in the immediate, but look for new additional tools to come, which I'm really excited for in that regard.
Yeah.
Because I love Anchor. I think
Anchor is significantly better than Podbean from what we've seen.
From what we've seen in the past, what has it been, 3 or 4 months now since we switched? But don't get me wrong, I would like to see some different tools, some new tools, other tools that Podbean did have. Podbean had a couple tools that I enjoyed that we don't have on Anchor. So hopefully they introduce things similar to that. But I would not go back. Since joining Anchor, I would not want to go back.
Yeah, Anchor's real dope. And this is an unsponsored episode from Anchor. Maybe it is. I don't know.
It's
sponsored by Anchor.
There's probably a sponsor before the episode started for Anchor.
I'm sorry. boy. It's been a week.
It has been a week. So what's been going on besides, you screwing up and not posting your podcast?
Colton being a screw up as always. I've seen two movies this week. I was proud of myself. I wanted to see a third one, but I never made it. Finally, I didn't see Escape Room. I saw one. Never mind.
You saw Escape Room?
Yeah, but did I see it last week or this week?
This week.
This week. Yeah, so I saw Escape Room and then I saw Lego Movie. And they were both pretty cool.
Were they?
Yeah, Escape Room was, a Blumhouse movie, but Sony. And Lego Movie 2 wasn't awful, but it wasn't either.
Well, see, I think the reason why, companies are going for that Blumhouse feel for horror films because Blumhouse...
It's mediocre.
Blumhouse has been so successful over the past 10 years. And whether you
more misses than hits, but yes.
But here's the thing. That's exactly it. But they still have had their successes.
Yeah.
And their successes have been done by small budgets, not big, huge name actors and actresses, and people committed to making a good horror movie. That's what Blumhouse has been known for. And while, yes, they've had some misses.
Some.
It's because they're not afraid to take a chance.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you gave us a script and it says horror in it. Let's make it.
And I think some companies are more willing to try that aspect of it now. So, and I think that's what we've been seeing a lot over the past few years is smaller horror films that
doing well, and then they make a sequel and it sucks.
I mean,
I'm not wrong.
You're not wrong. Wrong.
They didn't expect the first one to be a hit, so they never made a story for the second one.
And then whenever there is one that just isn't really good, Halloween, they plan on making a sequel anyways, which makes no sense.
It's horror. That's what it is. They're going to just beat the dead horse.
So about Lego Movie 2?
It was pretty good. I mean, it was obviously a kid's movie. But it was funny. I enjoyed it. It was entertaining. I mean, I wouldn't take it back. There was worse movies I could have seen that day. But there could have been better.
Yeah.
But, it is for what it
better
is.
Better than the first?
No.
No?
No. I mean, it mimics the first. It tries to mimic the first and becomes self-aware and it stops.
Okay.
But it wasn't bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm lucky my kids aren't really aware it's out right now. Mm-hmm. So, like, this weekend, I had my kids. I didn't really want to go to the movies this weekend with them. Just kind of wanted to relax, stay at home, because the last, like, 4 weekends that I've had them, we've been out doing stuff constantly. Yeah. So I was like, I need a weekend where it's just us chilling at home, playing some board games. We played Clue, which I'm so excited
chilling
about.
Chilling, Max, and relaxing, all cool.
Dude, Clue, I forgot how much fun Clue is.
I've never played Clue.
You've never played Clue?
No, I don't think I ever have.
Yeah. I mean, it was a little unfair because my kids are like 9 and 7, so they don't quite understand what's going on.
They don't grasp
the
concept.
I was like trying to teach them the game as we were playing. And
teaching them the game when you found it out on phase 2 is not fun.
And, you know, we got to the point, I was like, I'm going to figure out who it is, but that's because I know how to play the game. So I'm like marking everything off, and they're sitting there like, they're doing what I'm saying, but they're not understanding it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to explain to them, like, this is why you're marking this off. This is why you're doing this. So I'm hoping if we play it a few more times, they start to understand, get into it and everything like that. So I think it'd be more fun if we had, you know, a couple more people playing, because it is, I think, built for 6 players.
Yeah.
And there was only 3 of us. So I really think it'd be more fun if there were...
Yeah, it'd be dope.
More people, yeah. What else did I do? I started watching Russian Doll on Netflix. And
I feel like I've heard of that.
It's a show, it's about...
It's a show about things and people and stuff.
Yeah, I'm about 2 or 3 episodes in. There's a woman, it's her birthday. I think it's her 35th birthday.
Same.
And she's like one of those like flaky type of people, you know, like she just, it is what it is.
She's
know,
baked in a buttery flaky crust.
Yes, exactly. She is Pillsbury
Doughboy.
Dough girl.
Sorry. Didn't mean to assume your gender.
I was going to say Pillsbury biscuits, but okay, that works.
I didn't mean to assume her gender though.
But she dies and her day starts over. So it's almost like a Groundhog Day effect type of thing, or Happy Death Day, where you know the person dies and they wake up and they start reliving that day again.
Yeah, except they become more and more self-aware of it.
Well, yeah, she keeps becoming more aware and self-aware of what's going on. Because I'm only a couple episodes into it. It's not bad. It's an interesting concept. I mean, it's always an interesting concept for that, you know, for movies and everything. But I'm willing to continue and interested to see where it goes from there. It's one of those shows though that I want to be able to sit down and like
and binge it,
not binge it, but like have my attention on it, you know. So like this weekend I couldn't really do more than a couple episodes because, you know, my kids were here and then I had to do stuff around the house and everything like that. So I want to be able to just sit down and watch
and so do it.
That watch the greatest show. I got a new
TV. You got that new TiVo Mami.
Yeah. So,
there's the box.
There's the box.
For everybody that's here watching live.
Well, I was trying to figure out, like, okay, what is the first movie that I want to watch on this? You know, 4K, UHD, TV, like, all excited about it. And I was like, okay, it's got to be a superhero movie or a Star Wars movie because that's gonna look the best. That's what's going to make the movie pop.
All them beautiful colors.
Exactly. And I worked all week since I got it, so I wasn't able to like sit down and watch. I was like, this weekend with the kids, I'll sit down, watch a movie with the kids. I'm sure they'll pick, you know, probably, my guess is they were going to pick probably Avengers because they can't get enough of that movie.
You know, Guardians would have been a great one.
You're right.
You could have just watched Guardians 2, the opening sequence, and then called it, just called it a day.
I just watched the first one. I wouldn't have even done the second one. But I sat down with my kids, and my daughter was like, can we watch a movie? I'm like, okay, sure. So, you know, I'm like, pick a movie. And she picks The Greatest Showman. So that's the first movie I watched on my 4K TV. And
could have been worse.
And then the next day, my boys were like, I want to watch Batman vs. Superman. I was like, oh my God.
You're like, thank you.
Okay. I won't say no to that.
You're like, well, are you sure? I don't want to rush you into this.
Well, then the conversation got on. So what do you like more, Marvel or DC heroes? And both my boys were like, DC, we like Batman and Superman better. I was like, yes.
Is this what a success as a father feels like? I get up and just everything turns to black. Yellow spotlight on you. I'd like to thank my mom. I'd like to thank the man upstairs, Jesus. I also like to thank my landlord for giving me this house. I'd like to thank Dragon Ball Z just for being cool. And yeah.
Fuck you, I'm out. Just drops the mic. You were holding Dad, why were you holding a mic?
Shh. No, don't take this from me.
Oh man. All right. So
Oh, before we start, I forgot to mention, started Spider-Man.
Yeah. How's it going?
It's cool.
Yeah.
I'm running around with one of the new DLC suits. I can't remember. It's future something. Hmm. It's pretty dope though.
First video game I played on the TV. I was like, okay, what is it going to be? Is it going to be Red Dead? Is it going to be Spider-Man?
As if there's any competition between the two of them.
Battlefront or Battlefield. Battlefront, Star Wars, Battlefront. Like, what is it going to be? It ended up being Star Wars Battlefront. I actually played that was the first game.
Wait, the first one or second one?
Second one.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's colorful enough.
It's really nice on it, but I forgot how much I really don't like the controls in the game. They just feel weird. And I hate the switching.
Because it's EA.
I hate the switching from the third and first person with the heroes and the soldiers and all that stuff. That's just so annoying to me.
Or the fact that you don't have a secondary weapon.
Yeah, that too.
Like at all.
Yeah. But, you know, I was like, you know what? I haven't played this for a while. It's been like a year and a half since I played it, so let's give it a shot again. So I jumped back into it. I'm probably going to play the storyline again, just because why not?
YOLO.
Yeah, exactly.
I get the luxury of replaying it because I have EA access, so I can do it.
What would be nice is if I could, you know, at some point in time get a newer Xbox. You know, like the Xbox One X or something like that.
You know, not like what I have, Project Scorpio.
But at least really experience like
4K
gaming, because yeah, we have the PS4 Pro here, but that's not even the true 4K experience.
Yeah, Scorpio is really the only true K.
Yeah, true 4K. So maybe someday.
God, Red Dead maybe. 2 is so beautiful.
Maybe someday.
It makes me cry. No, it is really nice on the 4K.
Yeah. Now, before we jump into everything else here, I do want to throw out a shout out to John Horsley.
Hi.
He's really, really pushing his book, The Ainz Anthology.
Ah, shit. I forgot to do that.
Yeah, you got
to
do that, man. It's more than 50% funded. He's getting there. He's almost close to funding it on his Kickstarter. I'm telling you guys, check out his website. Check out the Kickstarter. You got a whole bunch of perks, cool perks, if you order it now through Kickstarter. If you support him through Kickstarter, you're going to get the book. You're going to get some additional perks as well. So definitely check it out, because I'm excited for this book. I cannot wait for it to come out.
It seems like a dope concept.
It is. It is a really cool
concept. I've read the samples that he sent you too. So
yeah.
It seems cool.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's definitely going to be awesome. So please check it out. The link will be down below. Also, if you want to hear more about it and hear what John has to say, he did an interview with me on Bridging the Geekdoms, which you can find that on our feed. It's just a couple episodes back. It's called What is the Ainz Anthology? Check out that episode because you can hear more about it, exactly what it is and what it all entails to be involved with it. So check that out. I cannot wait. I can't believe how quickly it's been running up the money. Like it's, you know, we're not even halfway through the month and he's more than halfway funded.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And if that doesn't tell people that this is something you want to be a part of, I don't know what else will. Like, this is something that you will want to be a part of. You want to jump in on the ground floor and check out and make sure you get your copy as soon as you can.
Dope.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess we'll move on to the rest of the show.
Dive right on in.
So, we had a trailer come out.
Oh, we had a lot of trailers come out, actually.
Yeah, but the other ones don't matter.
Yeah, I know which one you're going for. And it's been a rip fest on this one, like, all day.
I mean, all right, so Disney has a handful of live-action movies coming out over the next few years. You know,
some may say it's Disney's live-action universe.
Yeah. Previously, we've had Beauty and the Beast. We've had Jungle Book. We've had Cinderella. We've had Maleficent. We've had a whole bunch of other ones in the past. But the ones that people have been really, really hoping to see and get were, you know, like Aladdin and Lion King and stuff like that. And those are coming out this year. I can't tell you how excited I am for The Lion King.
Yeah, I'm not so really we can watch and cry and as we watch our real life Mufasa die.
What if they switch it up and Simba dies?
That'd be kind of cool. You have Lion King 2, where Simba survives, or yeah. Lion King T-O-O, where Mufasa lives. Kills Scar. And
yeah, that's not going to happen.
He gets battle hardened. And
I don't care about Dumbo coming out. Look, it's a Tim Burton movie. People know how I feel about Tim Burton. I'm not a fan of Tim Burton. I'm going to see it because I have to see it. But I don't care about it at all. I'm not a Tim Burton fan because all of his movies, you could literally just put one movie after another of his and they all run together and they all could be the same movie. That's pretty much
so Marvel films.
Ooh.
Call it like I see it, man.
But a trailer dropped during the Grammys this weekend.
Yeah.
For what was one of the most anticipated Disney movies of the year.
Yeah, and now everybody's just shitting on it.
I can't say it's that anymore.
Okay, so I'll start the openings here with The Scorpion King has better CGI than this film.
Wow, man, that's
a statement.
The Mortal Kombat film from the 90s is better.
Good God, man, I'm trying to save face here.
So Aladdin, they dropped the it's not even a full length trailer, it's still kind of a teaser trailer of sorts, because full length trailers kind of tell you what the story is going to be, and we all know what Aladdin is, but again, they're still going to drop a full length trailer at some point. This just seems like it's the second teaser for the movie.
They're not done like ruining the CGI with that movie yet.
So the thing that first completely just was like, really? Was Jafar.
Yeah.
His voice. Like,
no.
No.
This whole movie's a giant no.
Look, it's a choice. They went this way, the director, you know, and the team behind this movie made a choice, and they're like, we're going to go this direction with it.
And sometimes their choices are wrong.
Guy Ritchie has been wrong more often than not lately. His last really good movie was Sherlock Holmes.
Mm-hmm. The other popular guy, Guy Fieri, is on fire right now.
King Arthur, that was a flop for him. This just seems more like King Arthur, and
it's gonna flop.
It's gonna flop. I'm sorry, like, you know, probably the biggest problem was the fact that, you know, the character's supposed to be Arabians and they pick Indian people. You know, that was where the controversy started months and months ago.
Yeah, where they tried to take the easy cop out way.
But people were like, okay, we're gonna give them the benefit of the doubt. We're gonna give them the benefit of the doubt. Let's see where they go with this. And then they were like, and Will Smith casted the genie, and everyone was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hold up real quick here.
Just let's calm down here. Now, here's the thing. I'm not going to sit here and ever try and compare cartoon to live action. You just don't do it, because there's things that you can do with a cartoon that you can't do with live action. Things that you can more easily suspend your disbelief in cartoons than you can in live action. It's that simple. But, and then people want to try, and I don't know why they're doing it, try to compare Will Smith to Robin Williams.
You can't.
And I'm not saying that what Will Smith could bring to this movie isn't going to be good. It's absolutely going to be different than what we got from Robin Williams, and I completely expected that. I don't want Will Smith to sit there
and phone in Robin Williams.
And act like Robin Williams being the genie. I didn't want that. Yeah. So from the very get-go, I was like, okay, Will Smith, but I'm willing to see what you're going to do with it.
Yeah, I want a fresh Prince genie.
You know, because, like, literally, like, we're not going to ever have another Robin Williams. And we have to accept it and move forward.
Yeah.
That's it. We're done.
It'd be like that.
Exactly. So, we got a short little teaser a few months back, as well as some pictures. And we're seeing the first photos of the movie. We saw Will Smith being Will Smith.
Yeah.
Like, he was literally Will Smith in Middle Eastern garb from that time period, like, you know, yeah.
And just Will Smith doing Will Smith things.
Arabian garb, exactly. Just the pictures and stuff. Like, we didn't know what he was doing, but we're like, okay, why does that look like Will Smith? And they're like, calm down, everyone. That's the
we form. Didn't put blue face on him yet.
He's like, exactly. We didn't put blue face on him because when he's in walking around Agrabah, he's going to look like a normal person. However, there's going to be a blue genie. Don't worry about it. So we're like, okay, all right.
Okay. Understandable. Right. I see where you're going with
this. It's too early. We'll get a trailer. We'll see what he looks like. So, like I said, my first problem with this trailer was Jafar. And I had a problem with him from the beginning, because when they showed him, he has two he's a too good looking of a guy
yeah.
to be like, he's a villain. You know, like yeah. right from the beginning, it's kind of like, you know, most women are going to want to side with him.
Yeah, most women are like, I'd do it.
Yeah, he's better looking than Aladdin. Look, I'm comfortable enough to say he's better looking than Aladdin is.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Not weird, like you saying that, but just weird that they cast it that way.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, I can understand if they casted, like, a good-looking guy and made him look terrible as a street rat.
Yeah.
So then whenever he did become, you know, Prince Ali, like, they can make him look good. But they just got a not good-looking guy
They got me.
and play this role against Jafar, who, if I was Jasmine... I'd go for Jafar.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just
no
saying.
Homo, of course.
So that kind of, you know, was like, okay, this suspend my disbelief. All right. I gotta go with it. I gotta suspend my disbelief. But then we jump to this trailer and then you hear his voice and you're just like,
oof.
That doesn't sound like Jafar. All right. That's okay though.
Okay. I can get past that. He's a major part of the movie, but I can get past that.
Let's see where else we go on this ride. Let's see.
And the ride stops there and the car flips over, catches on fire, and we're all contained.
We see a CGI carpet. I'm all pumped about seeing magic carpet. I'm like, all right, magic carpet. You know, that's great. Mm. You know, you see Abu. Like, heck yeah, Abu. Right. There's Abu. Like, dope. I'm all pumped. And then it's the real reveal of Blue Genie.
And it's like, no. Dear God, what have you done?
What was my comment after you posted that? I gotta
you're like,
it up
no,
here.
Stop, please.
Stop, please. Like,
knock it off. Go home, Disney. You're too drunk.
It was absolutely horrendous.
It's so bad.
Look, I was excited for this movie. Aladdin has always been one of my favorite Disney films. One of my favorite. It's up there, top five. Lion King as well. You know, so I've been really looking forward to this year for live-action Disney films. I have no intention. Not a single intention in seeing this movie.
That trailer took it off my list to see this year.
I'm going to see it.
Because you have to.
Because I have to. But if I didn't have to...
I'm not seeing it.
I wouldn't watch it, man. Like, I honestly wouldn't. Like, I have no desire to see that movie at all.
Mm-hmm. No, I completely agree.
And again, I know it's a trailer. So CGI isn't always completed. But you got to hear us out here, because what are trailers supposed to do? Trailers are supposed to get people excited for a movie. So if your CGI is that incomplete...
Why would you release it?
Why would you show it to people?
Yeah, like, and even then, trailers, you should be putting your most completed parts... in it to be like, hey, it's not awful looking yet.
And honestly, I would have been perfectly fine if they were like, through their whole marketing, we're not going to show the genie. We're going to leave that reveal for the film.
And then you see it get up and leave. Nope, I don't care.
No, my eyes!
Goes and just pours rubbing alcohol in them. Oh, boy. But everybody's been ripping on this, like, everywhere. Oh,
God, like, you know, the connection to Goro from Mortal Kombat, to the connection of the Scorpion King.
Goro.
Like, honestly, if you go into Google.
Oh, my God, the Goro one's great.
If you go into Google and search Will Smith Genie and click on images,
Oh,
the amount of memes that you will find are hilarious. Like, absolutely hilarious.
Okay. We're doing it for science, people. Let's see.
For science.
Will Smith. Whoop, I spelled his name wrong. Will. Okay, it's the first look up.
Yeah.
Here we go. Okay. Oh my God, The Shining.
Don't type in googles.com because it takes you to a weird place.
What, googles.com? No, we got to do it for science. Googles.
One of my favorite ones is where they have...
Oh, whoa, what the hell?
They have the chick from The Shining doing her, like, where she's against the wall screaming.
Yeah. Just him. God, this like... I mean, I wasn't super excited for it, but I still had it on my list. But this trailer was just like, yeah, no. I'm not even going to try it. I'm not even going to.
Yeah. It's not.
Lion King will be Disney's saving grace. Even though you know this movie is going to make a lot of money.
I don't think it will, man.
Like you'd think.
I honestly,
it's going to at least make $500 million.
Yeah, it'll make $500 million.
And I mean, it'll make money.
This is a movie that should make 1.5 billion or more.
Yeah.
And it's not going to now. It's not. I'm sorry.
They cut it in half at least.
Yeah. It's a shame. It really is a shame. But it's crazy. Unless the movie is just downright amazing story-wise and music, because you know they're putting the music in it. If they do all that perfectly, it has a shot. So then it'll be word of mouth.
Yeah.
But at this point in time, with this picture, with this right there, it doesn't make a billion. It doesn't.
It struggles to make 500 million.
Yeah. See, so like bad. It even looks like it's a CGI'd Will Smith. It doesn't even look like it's Will Smith. It looks like they were like, well, we're going to CGI Will Smith because he can't be here. We're just going to use his likeness. Like, that's what it looks like.
That's so, like, again, never do that. Future filmmakers, don't do that. Ever. Like, if you can't get the person, then don't do it.
No, they probably had him there. That's how bad it is. Like, he was probably there shooting that scene.
And they're like, instead of covering him in blue paint, we'll CGI it on. It's bad. It's real bad.
And I'm sorry. I like Will Smith. I think he's a good actor. But I can't get into his characterization of Genie yet. Yet. I said yet.
I'm never going to get into his character. To his character of Genie.
Yeah.
Just because of... I can't get past the look. I can't.
Yeah. Man.
Rest in spaghetti, Aladdin, so never forgetty.
Please let us know what you think about it. Jump into our group on Facebook, because we've been having fun with it this week. Yeah. Today, we've been having fun.
Come join us in shitting on this trailer.
Yeah.
Or do it wherever, because literally everybody's doing it.
We did get a new Pet Sematary trailer last week.
I didn't see it.
Don't watch it.
Yeah, I know. You said don't watch it if you don't want the movie spoiled.
Don't watch it. Do not read any articles. Don't read anybody's posts. Because I really think that what they're doing with it is awesome, and I wish I didn't know.
Yeah.
Because...
You said that, and I was like, oh, a trailer. Oh, nope, never mind.
Because going into it, I know what's going to happen now, and that's disappointing to me.
Have you ever watched it? Or yeah, read it, I meant.
I never read it, but I watched the original movie.
Damn it.
And I know it there was, you know, it wasn't exactly the same. Yeah. But I can tell you for sure.
It follows the book more?
This does not follow the book nearly as much as the original movie. But for good reason, and I really, 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 really wish I didn't know what they were doing.
Okay, so I'm going into the dark with this one. So it comes out on my birthday, so I got a long time.
But a couple months, 2 months, you know, like 2 months.
That and Shazam. Yeah. Seeing both of them on my birthday.
But yeah, I'm still looking forward to watching it, and it's piqued my interest more because I know this, but I'm just mad that I know it.
Man, I really want to know. Oh.
Yeah, so people out there, honestly, if you're a fan of horror movies, don't watch the trailer.
Oh my God, the cat's a mecha cat.
If you've read the book, if you saw the old one, do not watch this trailer. Do not watch any more trailers. Don't read anything about it, because I'm telling you, this is something that this change can make or break this movie. Personally, I like it, and I think it would actually make the movie, but there may be people who think it breaks the movie. But don't spoil it for yourself, because I think it's something that's cool. I do. I really do. I think it's cool.
Well, I'll be under my rock.
2 months. You gotta wait 2 months. Damn it.
No, it's going to bother me. I'm going to see something like 3 days before I get to see a movie.
You'll be on your way to the theater.
And I'll just pull up Facebook and be like, God, son of a bitch. I want 2 months. 2 months.
Nicole's going to walk up to you. Hey, did you hear?
I'm like, shit, shut up. I wouldn't even rule that one out. That's a likely possibility.
It really is. It's a possibility, because she likes horror films, so she may... She may have already watched the trailer.
I doubt that. I don't know. I'm kind of excited for like Valentine's Day, because I wonder what movie she's going to pick.
Is that LuLaRue one or whatever it's called?
Oh, God. I hope not. But I mean, it's her pick. I can't say much.
Yeah.
Hopefully she doesn't listen to this episode before then, but whatever.
Look, one Valentine's Day, I was on a date, and we went to the movies, and on Valentine's Day, we went and saw Fool's Gold with Kate Hudson and Matthew McConaughey. It was so bad. That is the one and only time I've ever walked out of a movie. That's how bad it was.
You're like, I'm sorry, we're cutting this date short.
But it was her idea, because she picked the movie, so I was like, well, I guess I gotta sit here through this.
Yeah, and you're like...
She was like, psst, hey, you wanna leave? I was like, fuck you.
Meanwhile, what you don't know is she farted real hard and was like, oh, I smelled that one. We gotta leave.
Oh, man.
Our first date, we almost went to see It.
It.
But we didn't. We saw
Your
Kingsman,
first
too.
First date?
Yeah, our first date. We almost saw It.
I swear you guys have been dating for like 6 years now.
No. It's been like a year and a half.
Yeah.
But we almost saw It, but we decided on a Kingsman 2. Mm, even though she never saw Kingsman 1.
Sorry.
I didn't mind it.
I hated it. Did you see Big Mouth had a new special on Netflix?
Yeah, I didn't see it yet.
Valentine's Day. I actually...
Is it dirty?
It's Big Mouth.
Is it raunchy? Is it my kind of humor raunchy?
It's Big Mouth.
Like, okay, it's Big Mouth. It's raunchy.
I didn't mind the episode. It's a 40-minute long episode. So, you know, it's a special.
Yeah, understandable.
My favorite thing... So, I used to work at a place where I was basically on the phones. I was a customer service rep on the phones. And I used to have this lady who worked with me on Valentine's Day, and she would answer the phone, "Happy Valentine's Day!"
Times?
Yes.
Ah,
every
so she's
phone
one
call,
of those people.
Every phone call. Happy Valentine's Day. All right. There's not a lot that irks me when it comes to the English language, but there are some things.
Like the people that say doggy dog world. It's a dog eat dog world.
Yeah, but I mean, people are stupid.
I hate when people do that. That bothers me so much. It bothers me on a cellular level. It's like, it's a doggy dog. No, we're not dogs. No, stop. Shut up. You're stupid. It's a dog eat dog.
But this really bothered me. Like, I just, it probably would have been so bad if she didn't say it over and over.
Yeah,
and over,
where you didn't hear it 5,000 times that day.
Exactly. But she did. And I worked there over the course of 2 Valentines. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
So, they actually make fun of that in the episode of Big Mouth.
That's fucking awesome.
So, I thought that was funny. I was like, ah!
You're like, I can relate.
Yeah, I can totally relate to that.
As if the whole show wasn't relatable.
Yeah. So relatable. To my life now. Not when I was a kid going through puberty. I'm just kidding.
I'm going through change.
Oh, that's in the show, too. And it's awesome when that pops up in the show.
I'm sorry. I had to cut it short. I know my rendition's beautiful, but copyright reasons.
Yeah, copyright. So, yeah, check out Big Mouth Valentine's Day special.
I'm excited for that one.
Yeah, I think you'll like it.
I fucking love Big Mouth.
Yeah, 40 minutes. You got it. You're good.
Yeah, I can watch that.
You're good. If you like dick and fart jokes, the show's for you.
If you like me on this podcast, the show's for you.
Denai Guerrera.
Shania Twain.
The chick who plays Michonne on The Walking Dead is leaving
for
The Walking Dead.
You know, better and brighter pastures.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
AKA Marvel movies.
I mean, she's already in Black Panther. She'll be in Black Panther 2. She was in Avengers Infinity War. I mean,
that's
the biggest movie of last year she was in.
I mean, she's probably going to try to make that leap to movies now.
I mean, she's basically there. So.
Yeah, but like other movies outside of Marvel.
Maybe. She'll probably show up in the next Jordan Peele movie.
Dude. Did you see the new trailer for it?
Yeah.
On Twitter? It only released on Twitter.
No, maybe not then.
It's basically the same thing, but like they have this weird thing where they're killing. Like you actually see someone stab someone.
Oh, okay.
But you don't know who it is. But you know it's one of like the clones, stabbing one of the other people.
I am interested in seeing Us.
Yeah, I remember you were like... I don't know.
Well, see, I wasn't a big fan of...
Get Out.
Like, I wasn't a fan of it. Mm-hmm. I did not enjoy it. I didn't think it was scary. I thought it was extremely predictable. It was not a movie for me. People thought it was amazing. I didn't.
Yeah, it was... Yeah.
But when you're talking about the horror genre, it's hard to get me into...
Yeah. I mean, like, even for me, I was like... Mm.
Yeah. But I'm looking forward to Us.
Like, yeah, because we both watched that first trailer and we were like, okay. I like this.
Okay, so you know, you got Lupita Nyong'o in it. Sure, why not? Let's give it a shot. I like her. So.
It's gonna be dope.
Yeah,
I want to watch it just for the twist. Because you know, there's gonna be a twist.
I mean, he's becoming the new M. Night Shyamalan.
Shyamalan ding dong. But makes decenter movies.
Hey, I liked Glass.
I'm not speaking about Glass. I'm speaking about The Village.
Oh, there you go. Truth. But again, you know, you had M. Night Shyamalan, whose first like three movies were hits, were amazing, and then after that it just dropped off. So
yeah,
Jordan Peele probably has one more movie where it's great, and then he's gonna drop off.
Yeah, so, no, what he's gonna do is he's gonna connect Us and Get Out somehow and make it like see through reflective surface, because he can't say glass. Just call it see through reflective surface.
Why wouldn't he just call
God, it? God, I can't talk.
Why
today.
Wouldn't? Because, you know, glass was a play on Unbreakable. So mm-hmm. Why not just call it in?
No, call it of. So that way, get out of Us.
Well, then that would be a sequel to the first one. And
exactly. Exactly.
That's the twist.
Yeah.
What a twist.
But all of it takes place in like 1942.
but it's really modern day.
Yeah, no, you turn out 1942, it's a radio show about the
War of the Worlds.
Exactly. It's that universe's War of the Worlds.
Oh, okay.
You heard it here first.
So yes, Michonne is leaving The Walking Dead sometime next year. So during, what is that, season 10? Is that next year? Season 10?
The last season, the final season.
I've been saying that for a while. Although they're now saying that Laura Cohen's going to be coming back next season for like full time. So her show that was supposed to be on ABC, CBS, TNT, Fox, whatever it was on.
The FX.
Whatever it was supposed to be on, I guess, isn't moving forward, or it just isn't going to be as time-consuming as they thought. And she's supposedly coming back next year, so I don't know why she would do that to herself, but...
Honestly, the show should just end. Just cut it off.
They keep talking like, hey, we got 10 more years. We got 10 years planned
for The Walking Dead. That one's confirmed to come out later this year, too, the movie.
Oh, really? Is it this year?
What's his face? The guy who plays
Andrew Lincoln?
Yeah, he confirmed it for later this year.
Oh, man.
So, which means that's going to be a rushed turd.
Yeah.
Or they've had it planned out for
a while.
Yeah, two years, and now they're just like, okay, here you go.
Yeah.
My guess is with the first one, though.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I know that we are going to have a Star Wars...
You hear this right here?
Shooting the Sith episode this week, but...
That's my notes.
I felt like we had to talk about this episode because it's kind of a big deal. People are freaking out about it, and I think that people need to calm down, but...
Yes, Lando Calrissian's black.
What?
Yeah. I'm sorry to break this to you.
Finn's his dad.
Oh, whoa. Whoa.
Poe Dameron's his mom.
And the Hulk shows up.
Not the Hulk, Mark Ruffalo. Jeez.
What's crazy is they could totally do that. Just shit all over.
So
everything.
Real quick, I wanted. It kind of reminded me of something. All right. So I've been watching Friends. I've been going through Friends again. I love Friends.
I'm glad you love your friend, man.
I've watched seven seasons over the course of the past 2 weeks. Like that's how much I've been binging it. And whenever you're binging a show like that, the amount of continuity errors you find
is ridiculous.
Is ridiculous, and it actually aggravates me to the point where I'm like, ah,
that physically and plausibly can't be happening. Yeah,
why is that like that? So here's an interesting one. So there is an episode or a couple episode arc where Ross is dating a student.
Same.
And of the college that he goes to or is a professor at. And he has to meet her father. Well, her father is played by none other than Bruce Willis. All right, so
God,
Bruce Willis. Cool.
He was dead at the end of Sixth Sense.
So Bruce Willis shows up, and you know, there's like a 3 or 4 episode arc where Bruce Willis and Ross are like going back and forth. Bruce Willis hates Ross. He starts dating Rachel. All this kind of stuff. A bunch of stuff goes on. You know, friend stuff. So then, like,
sorry,
it may have been the following season. Or later on in the same season, because again, I'm binging it, so who the hell knows?
Yeah, you're just lost in time right now.
Exactly. It's like a time vortex. You're just kind of there. And there's an episode where they go, Chandler goes, wait, which one was Deep Impact and which one was Armageddon?
Ah.
You can't do that.
Ah.
You can't do that.
I like that, but
because
that's...
Because Bruce Willis was in Armageddon. So Armageddon can't exist in...
In the Friends universe.
The Friends universe, because Bruce Willis is technically not Bruce Willis, but another guy, but...
Yeah, you can't do... He can't be the same person in the same show.
It blows my mind. Blows my mind.
But that was also, like, what, 90, late 90s, early 2000s?
Yeah, so...
They could do that. They got away with a ton of that stuff back then. Look at episode one.
Well, actually, it's funny, you know, kind of bringing it around back to stuff when it comes to... Marvel and geekdom. You know, there's that big complaint right now with Spider-Man Far From Home. because Spider-Man in Civil War makes a reference to Star Wars. Okay, yeah. He makes reference to Star Wars. You jump to Far From Home, and even not even just Far From Home, but anywhere within the Marvel Universe, because we know Spider-Man is there, and so is Nick Fury. Mm-hmm. Who plays Nick Fury? Samuel L. Jackson. Who plays Mace Windu in the prequel trilogy of Star Wars?
Yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson. So how can you have the Star Wars saga in the MCU?
It's just like, they should draw attention to it and be like, do I know you from somewhere? You look familiar.
Like, purple lightsaber guy?
No. That's my brother.
Genius.
There's your call out.
Yeah, my twin brother's an actor.
Wait, what are you?
So, where was I going? Oh, so Star Wars. Actually, wow, it's led right back to Star Wars where I was trying to go.
Yeah, look at us. Off the rails, then back on the rails.
That happened.
We made a loop-de-loop.
Loop-de-loop says Star Wars. So, rumor has it that... there was supposedly a Redditor was able to uncode StarWars.com and believe that he figured out what the title of the upcoming Episode 9 is going to be.
And Blue.
And they're calling it... Or he posted a picture on Reddit and blah, 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 and it's been blown up this past week, called Star Wars... Balance of the Force.
Nah. Me. I like it.
I do too. I kind of like it as well. I don't know. I'm not sold that that's the title.
I mean, I could get behind it.
But it makes sense for what they're trying to do. It makes sense for what they're trying to do with the saga. If they're really trying to sell the idea that this is the final installment of the saga series... Then
you have to balance the Force.
The Force has to be balanced, because that is what the entire saga has been about, is about finding balance in the Force.
Could you imagine that, like, two generations of Skywalkers, like, that's their whole goal in life, is just to balance the Force?
Yeah. Man. And they always screw it up.
I mean, they bastards. Balance it, kind of, and then do nothing about it, and it gets all out of whack again.
So, but if you want to hear more about that, check out this week's episode of
Shooting the Sith.
Because we are going to be talking about that. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of other Star Wars stuff.
Yeah, we got some dopey dope. Yeah,
we got some cool news to bring up there. So check that out Thursday or Friday or something like that.
Yeah, it'll be around there.
Yeah. So now we're going to get into the whole geekdom stuff.
This has been a really long intro to Bridging the Geekdoms.
How are the Doc animated shows coming?
I know, we're about to be on it.
Yeah. So Kevin Smith, a number of months ago, started teasing on Hollywood Babylon that he met with Disney and/or Marvel or something like that. Like he met with DC. Did I say DC?
No. Disney. I'm just saying met with DC.
Disney and/or Marvel for a secret project, and he couldn't say anything about it. So he teased that. People are like, what is it? Oh, he's going to be directing Guardians of the Galaxy 3. He's going to be doing this. And
that would be pretty cool, though.
But think of it realistically. Yeah. Like, that wasn't going to happen. You know, like, I love Kevin Smith movies as much as the next guy, but he's
Guardians,
not...
Just something major like that's way out of the realm of possibility.
He's not a big budget director. His biggest budget film, which was Cop Out, with Bruce Willis and Sean William Scott and Tracy Morgan, did not do what it was supposed to do, and that's probably the closest he'll ever get to a big budget movie again.
Understandable.
But it turns out that he is working on a Howard the Duck animated show for Hulu, and Hulu actually has four total shows, animated shows coming out that are all going to interconnect, similar to how the Defenders connected on Netflix, but they're going to call it The Offenders. So,
I love it.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens with this. Honestly, I'm looking forward more to Howard the Duck than anything. I hated the 80s movie. People think I'm crazy for hating it. I've never liked it. But I've always wanted Howard the Duck. I've always wanted to see more Howard the Duck, because I thought they could have done a better thing than what they did in the 80s. And I think animated is a good way to go with it. Let's see what, like, I think they're kind of testing the waters. Like, do people really want to see Howard the Duck? Do they want Howard the Duck? Because then they can just build off from there if they really wanted to. And I think it's a great idea. So
I mean, it's just more of a reason to subscribe to Hulu.
Yeah, I mean, I already do.
So do I, but
yeah,
it's still more of a reason too for people that aren't.
True.
Well, isn't Cloak and Dagger on Hulu?
Yeah, no, that's ABC or no, Freeform.
Freeform.
Yeah.
I feel like I saw it on there.
No, you're thinking of Runaways.
Yeah. Never mind. My bad.
Yeah. I mean, all still Marvel stuff, but yeah. Batman casting rumors. Dude, this got out of hand this week.
Yeah.
Freaking out.
Your name was thrown into it. My name was thrown into it. All of the listeners' names were thrown into it.
Yeah, I mean, you were all, like, literally, you could probably find your name on a list somewhere for being Batman, for the next Batman. And you had to know this was going to happen. As soon as it came out that Affleck wasn't going to be doing it, this is what happened.
Yeah.
And I think this is what Warner Brothers didn't want to have happen. I don't think DC or Warner Brothers wanted this to go on, because now, when this happens with movies, you get that expectation, you get the fan casting, and then you get the people with the ideas in their head, like, this is who I want, this is who I want. So whenever they don't cast that person,
you get all the hate.
You already are fighting a losing battle for trying to get people to want to see this movie. And I think that's what they didn't want to have happen, but it ended up coming out that Affleck wasn't going to be in the upcoming Batman movie.
Rest in spaghetti.
And rumor has it, the biggest one that really seemed to be grabbing some traction, one that I don't think is a bad idea, is Robert Pattinson.
He'd have to beef up.
Not even beef up, just tone. Just tone. Yeah. Because you remember, if he's playing a younger Bruce Wayne, he doesn't need to look like Ben Affleck did in Batman vs. Superman or Justice League. He can be more tone, more agile.
And no glitter.
And no glitter. See, that's the thing. People keep, oh, he was terrible in Twilight. Well, don't look at Twilight.
Yeah. Like, he's done other things.
He's done, like, for me, I think of Robert Pattinson, I always think, the first movie I go to is Harry Potter. He was in The Goblet of Fire. He played Cedric Diggory. Like, that's what I think of Robert Pattinson. Mm. That's who I think of, is that character there. I don't think of Edward from Twilight, but everybody else thinks of Twilight.
And yeah, I've never watched any of the Harry Potters, so.
That's a shame.
I've read the books, though, so it's not like I'm walking in blind to anything.
Yeah, but I don't think it's... I think he has a good look for it. I think I could get behind it. I totally would be behind it. And I hope that's the way they go. I really do. I hope they go with me,
but, you know, whatever.
No, I think it would be interesting, because they did say that it's going to be a known actor. Mm-hmm. They said that it's going to be a known actor that we go with.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Yeah. I'm a little fat for it. I could play the Penguin.
Just tone up, man.
Penguin. I could play Penguin. I'd be a tall Penguin, but I could play Penguin.
Hey, whatever.
Some other names that have popped up, but it's the same names that you see all the time, you know, like John Hamm and Josh Brolin, stuff like that have been popping up as well. One name that came up that I thought was interesting, that I would be like, you know what? I would entertain this idea if only we know he's done in the other universe. That's Chris Pratt.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I can see Chris Pratt.
I would entertain the idea. I'm not saying that he has the grizzled look that you want for a Batman, but
It'd be an interesting take
to the character. You know,
I can get behind it.
But I just really like Chris Pratt. I think he's a great... He, not only is he a good actor, but he's a great guy. You know, like, just whenever you see him on interviews,
except for what he did to Anna Faris. That's unforgivable.
What did he do to Anna Faris?
He broke her heart.
Actually, it's kind of funny, because Anna Faris, and it's Anna Faris.
Whatever.
Anna Faris and Chris Pratt, they're actually really close still. Like, you know, even though they split up, I listen to Anna Faris's podcast from time to time. And, I gotta say, like, you know, the way she talks about him, I mean, it's they have a kid together, so they're being as civil as possible, and they're doing it the right way. You know, if it always sucks to see, you know, a kid grow up in a broken home and stuff like that, but they're doing it the right way, if there is a right way to do it.
They're doing it in the best of a bad situation.
Exactly. So I give them a lot of credit. I mean, Anna Faris is hot. I don't know why you would not want to be with her, but
hey, sometimes, you know, it'd be like that, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it wouldn't for me. I mean,
hey.
I mean, if I had a chance with Anna Faris, I would screw that up, but that's just me.
Hey, I got $20 in my bank account. Let's go to McDonald's.
That's what she's paying.
Go to AMC. We only get dollar menu.
Oh, jeez. Doom Patrol starts this week.
Yeah.
I'm pumped.
They had a trailer come out.
Yeah. It was an interesting trailer. I just can't wait. I loved Titans. I can't wait for Doom Patrol. I love Timothy Dalton. I'm a big Timothy Dalton fan, so the fact that he's in a DC property TV show, absolutely over the moon. I can't wait to see it. So, I think there's 16 episodes of this show, though. So we got 16 weeks of Doom Patrol coming.
I gracefully just shifted in my chair.
Yeah, gracefully my ass. As you almost knock over the entire computer and monitor.
Not only do I hit the left side of my desk, but I also hit the right side of my desk and almost slide out of the chair.
You gotta sit in a way like I do, where I don't shift at all.
My back hurts.
Get a new one.
I wish I could. I wish it was that easy, because I would.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to Doom Patrol that comes out this week. Shazam, we know that's coming out soon. I can't wait for it. It's coming soon. What are you looking for?
That lightning bolt to strike you to become a superhero.
Yeah, not happening.
I explode through the window. You just come out as a big bulky dude. I'd be like, yo!
I would never change from that form.
You just come out.
If you've ever seen me, you would know why. I would never change from a big bulky guy form.
You would do it unsuspectingly. You'd like pull pancakes out of the oven or something. Be like, Shazam! Oh, shit. Shazam!
Taking a poop. Shazam! What the fuck?
Takes a shit, blows the toilet clean off the wall.
But, you know, there's been a lot of talk like, okay, what connections are we going to have to the overall DC film universe in Shazam? Because we know that it takes place in the same universe as Batman vs. Superman, Justice League, Man of Steel, Wonder Woman, Aquaman. We know it takes place in the same world as that. People wanted to know what are going to be the connections. We've seen some in the trailers. We've seen the newspaper clippings. We saw the Batarang. We saw different things. The Superman t-shirt that they're wearing in the
Jason Momoa trailer. Nude.
No. Oh. But, you know, people are like, what else is there? So, rumor has it that Superman is going to make a cameo in the movie. Now, here's the thing. The initial rumor, people, the initial rumor.
I got a theory.
Was and is that he shows up at some point where they talk about Superman, but all you see is his chest and the S and the emblem on his chest, and that's all you see.
So you can phone in anybody for that.
Exactly. You could phone in me, even. Yeah. Put enough padding around these boobs, it'll look like Henry Cavill's chest for sure.
You get the S and the tits start to suck.
So they could get anybody in. Oh, fuck. Then people started running with it in their blogs, in their fake articles, not from reliable news sources, this and that. Henry Cavill filmed a cameo for Shazam, and you won't see his face, though. Well, why the hell would they have Henry Cavill there unless it's Mustache Gate again? But, like, they wouldn't have needed to do that because it would have been after the filming of Mission Impossible. So, like, as far as I know, we're going to have some sort of, and I figured this from the beginning. I've thought the entire time, there's a big reason why we're going to get a Superman cameo.
You have to.
And it's because Billy Batson is a fan of Superman.
Yeah. It's part of his character.
That's who he is. He's a fan of Superman. So the fact that he becomes a Superman-like character, you know, a superhero, only makes sense that Superman would show up at some point in time. I kind of wanted it to be a little different than what they're saying. Like, I wanted there to be, like, a full-on conversation at the end of the movie. Like, the end of the movie or the post-credits or mid-credits scene where Billy is out doing something but Shazam is out doing something, and Superman comes and is like, so, who are you? You know, and, like, then they have this conversation, and, like, Shazam freaks out. Oh, my God, it's Superman, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I wanted
to see. And he's like, what?
Yeah. So, it's, you know,
give or take.
We'll see what happens. But my guess is, and it's always been my guess, if we were going to have a Superman cameo, I think we're going to have a Superman cameo in it.
I mean, DC, Warner Brothers aren't that stupid.
No. It only makes sense. Supposedly, Michael B. Jordan. Was it Michael B. Jordan? Not Michael B. Jordan. Yeah, Michael B. Jordan has signed a contract or a deal with Warner Brothers.
Ooh.
Some people think that he's going to be showing up in a DC movie now. Some are still speculating that it's going to be Superman. We'll see what happens.
Killmonger.
Here's my thing. I'm not against the idea of Michael B. Jordan ever playing Superman. But we still have Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
In this universe. So you can't introduce a different Superman until you handle Henry Cavill's Superman.
Yeah.
That's all I care about. And I don't think we've gotten enough Henry Cavill to be done with him. I still think he's a great Superman. I think he's the best Superman that we've had. So give me more.
Exactly. That's but me. Will we, though?
Who knows? Who knows?
Does Warner Brothers even know?
Not really. So, you saw Aquaman.
Yeah.
I saw Aquaman.
Okay.
We really liked Aquaman.
Yeah.
We really, really liked Aquaman.
Even two people that don't watch comic book movies liked it. Nicole and a girl we work with.
Oh, yeah, she did. Yeah. And, you know, it's crazy that to think that, you know, this movie has done as well as it has. I mean, over $1 billion. It's
a masterpiece.
It's a beautifully shot movie. It is one of the most beautiful movies that I've ever seen, if not the most beautiful. And I've said that multiple times. And it's made more. It's the highest grossing DC movie, Warner Brothers movie
ever.
Like that Aquaman.
Yeah.
Aquaman.
Go figure.
So you would think that the very next thing that Warner Brothers and DC would do is say, you know what? Fast tracking an Aquaman 2.
No.
No. You know what they're fast tracking? A movie about the trench that had an all of 60-second scene in the movie that looked cool.
Yeah.
But come on.
I like the idea, but not yet. There's too much of that universe you have to explore still.
There's no point.
And even when you're like still not even wholeheartedly into a whole universe yet.
There is stuff about the trench they can do. Absolutely. From within the comics, there's stuff about the trench they can do. But build your superheroes.
Exactly.
Build your heroes. I'm not saying follow the Marvel
plan
and do what they did. I'm not saying that. I've been against DC doing that from the very beginning. But this isn't even like building a... This isn't even doing villains. This is just...
Hey, here's some side piece that looked cool in the movie.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, I would see it like 5 years from now. Like, after you've done everything, and it's like, oh, we'll go back to the trench and show how the trench became a trench.
But yeah, I mean, that's, I can agree with that. I could see that.
Like,
after a few years, 5-6 years down the line, like, you know what would be really cool?
Revisit it.
Let's revisit the trench. And then let's maybe lead it into Aquaman 6. You know?
Yeah, or something like that. Not like, oh, Aquaman was cool, so we're going to give you this.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know what we're doing. You guys like this part.
Next, they're going to be like, ah, oh, so we're making another spinoff from Aquaman, The Lighthouse.
Like, we're going to show his dad before he was his dad. It's just 20 minutes of Jango Fett.
No, it's going to be his dad every morning waking up, walking to the dock, walking back, walking to the dock, walking back. That's all it's going to be. And everybody's going to be like, hey, where's Arthur been? I don't know.
No, he's not on this dock, man. I don't know.
He goes and sits and watches the TV, and it's the Steppenwolf fight. Then he gets up, walks out to the dock, walks back.
he isn't here. I'm so sad.
I mean, that's literally what they're...
Yeah.
That's essentially what this movie's going to be like. It's just... I'm sure they can make it good, but...
I mean, I have faith.
But here's the thing. This just shows that Warner Brothers, and maybe even DC, just they don't listen to the fans and what they want. You know, and that's the one thing that Marvel has always been good with, is they've listened to the fans.
You want some more corny shit? Here you go.
Exactly. Iron Man 1 was great. Here's Iron Man 2. Oh, you guys went and saw Iron Man 2 in droves? All right, here's Iron Man 3. You guys loved Avengers? Here's another one.
Yeah, you guys like cookie cutter movies? Here you go.
But that's, at least they're giving the fans what they want.
Yeah.
You know, Aquaman makes, you know, almost $1.5 billion, and they're kind of like, well... We could fast track an Aquaman movie, and I'm not saying fast track and like it needs to be up by the next year or two. Take your time, but fast track it to the point where you're not waiting 5-6 years for the next
month. Yeah, it's in the foreseeable future.
Like, announce it, say, we're definitely making Aquaman 2. People want Batman, which is coming. People want a Man of Steel 2. We've been waiting for Man of Steel 2 since Man of Steel. People want a follow-up and want to know what's going on with Justice League. We're waiting for Wonder Woman. You know, we're waiting for Cyborg, Green Lantern. There's so many other movies that people want and care about more than... The trench.
You'll find it funny when you see the Lego movie. They do a Green Lantern thing. It's fucking hilarious. Anyway, that's a sidetrack thing. But
yeah, I just angers me that.
I mean, if they do a trench, you know, if the trench does well, we're gonna get another just kind of like kingdom from the movie, and if that does well, we're gonna get a third one.
Yeah,
and they're just gonna do a whole bunch of like anthology kingdom films.
And honestly, like I still think if you want to do something like this. Don't make it a big budget movie. Make it like a small, like direct to Netflix or DC Universe. Have it connected to the same universe, to the film universe, but do it directly to a streaming service.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then you can tie Titans in. As Bob takes.
Probably not going to happen, unfortunately.
Takes a good old gulp of water.
I needed it there. They're never going to connect Titans at all.
I mean, it'd be dope, though.
Man, something's in my throat. Damn frogs.
Sorry.
That's better. There we go. I think that'll be good. Maybe, maybe not. We'll see.
I don't know. We'll change the oil later.
Alita Battle Angel comes out this week.
I know. I want to see that.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's.
There's like five or six movies in theaters right now that I want
to
see.
Yeah, I'm going to see that next weekend. I might next Sunday, maybe do a double feature. I have to go do stuff with my mom next weekend, so
nerd.
But maybe next Sunday I might go see at least one movie.
Let's see. Well, probably might see one Wednesday, depending on if Nicole's down. We're seeing one Thursday. I don't know if she works Friday. If she works Friday, I'll see one Friday. So there's a potential I can see three movies this week.
Excellent. Nice. So yeah, we'll see what happens there. Last thing before we dive into the endgame build-up. Apex Legends dropped this past Monday.
Yeah, how'd you feel about that?
So it's a new game by Respawn Entertainment, pushed out by EA. Look, it's a battle royale game.
All right. Yeah, it's the flavor of the week.
So let's talk about the big battle royale games that we have. We got PUBG, PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. That's kind of the first big one.
That's the grandfather one.
I'm not going to say it's the first one, but it's the first big one that was out. My buddy Alex loves it. He plays it all the time, or played it all the time. I don't know if he still does, but he played it all the time. He was trying to get me to play it. Obviously, it was bigger on the PC than console. Absolutely huge, massive on the PC. Then it came to console, but it came to console a little late because the consoles got Fortnite.
And if you don't know what that is, I'm sorry, you live under a rock.
So Fortnite came out. Now Fortnite, and this is the best way, and people get mad at me when I say this, but it is true. It is a more cartoony, kids-like version of PUBG. That's not to say that it's a dumbed down version of PUBG. It's just more.
If you watch people play it, it's insane.
It's insane. It's fast paced. I think it's faster paced than PUBG. There's more that you can do with it because it's called Fortnite, so you can build forts and barriers and walls and stuff. There's airplanes in it. There's
not even a mention has a full creative mode now.
Yeah. So it's not a knock on Fortnite whenever I compare it to that. But if you know what PUBG is and you don't know what Fortnite is, that's the comparison you can say. Right, boom, right there. It's like PUBG, just more cartoony looking.
If you have kids, you probably already hate this game.
Trust me, I do. My boys play it constantly. That's all they play. I bought my son a Switch for Christmas, and what does he do? Plays Fortnite.
Yeah.
So.
Sorry about your loss. Yeah.
So, we got that. And then we had Call of Duty, who put out a Battle Royale mode.
I keep forgetting they did that.
Yeah, I think so did everybody else.
It was popular for like 2 weeks.
Battlefield is supposed to put one out.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's ever coming.
Hopefully they don't. I think it's starting to fall out. Whole Battle Royale system.
Now, here's the thing. So the big ones we got, and I'm only mentioning a few, is PUBG, Fortnite, and the Call of Duty one. Now, the biggest differences between PUBG, Fortnite, and Call of Duty is first and third person. Call of Duty is first person. Fortnite and PUBG are third person view. I think PUBG you can switch. I think.
I think you switch when you look down the sights.
Okay, but you can't play in first person. I can't remember.
I don't remember.
Fortnite, you can't.
Yeah,
Fortnite, you can. It's only third person. So that's kind of the major difference. So Apex Legends comes out. It's the new big battle royale game, free, just like Fortnite. Where they're going to make their money is microtransactions. Obviously, you know, I mean, Fortnite, you know, with Epic Games, they've made like $400 billion in the past like 2 weeks from microtransactions. That's an exaggeration. So, Apex Legends. So I was like, okay, I'm going to give it a shot. Now, the cool thing about it is set in, if you've ever played Titanfall, it is set in the Titanfall universe.
Which is dope.
However, there's no Titans in it.
Not dope.
Yeah, that's okay. Because some of the fun things that I did whenever I was playing Titanfall when I played it was running around on foot. I mean, who doesn't love jumping in their Titan and fighting in their Titan? But
For the most part, you run around shooting.
The creators of Titanfall and Respawn Entertainment came from Activision. They were the guys who were behind the best Call of Duty games, Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare and Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. They were the guys behind the two best Call of Duty games. They then got fired, went open up Respawn Entertainment, created Titanfall and Titanfall 2, and now Apex Legends. So you know it's going to be a quality game in the aspect and respect of a first-person shooter. So that's why I was kind of looking forward to it. So I jumped on it the other day, and I gave it a shot, and...
Dope or not dope?
Controls are still clunky. And how do I say clunky? Or why do I say clunky? So, the way you get your weapons is a little bit different than, say, like Fortnite or PUBG. You know, mm-hmm. like PUBG, you just find them laying all over the floor. Fortnite, there's like boxes that you, like chests yeah. you open up. And that's kind of similar to what they do in Apex. They have these big containers that have weapons in them. Now, you can find weapons just laying around also, but they have these containers open. And you have to press and hold X to open the container, and then you have to press X on each item that you're picking yeah. up. It's a little clunky to me when you do that, because sometimes you have to be in the right exact spot for the button to work. And
yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah, you know, so that's annoying. Some things like jumping didn't feel fluid.
Mm.
It's kind of like, you know, I was running at one point, I'd press the jump button, and it would wait like just a hair too long, and then you would jump. Then there was a couple times where I was like, okay, I would go over here and I'd jump and I'd make it onto something, and then I'd go somewhere where something's even smaller and I'd try to jump and it wouldn't let me get onto it. So it's like, I think there's some things that they can fix with the game. Again, it's still relatively new. They never had a beta for it. They didn't have anything. Yeah, so,
this is essentially the beta.
Exactly. So I can see them fixing those things. That's fine. It's a lot more fast-paced than any other Battle Royale game.
That's crazy.
They have a slide mechanism, so when you're running, you can press, I think it's A or X or B or something, and you slide. And it just adds a dynamic to the game that just makes things a little more difficult. I'm not as big of a multiplayer gamer as I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
I still like my Battlefields, you know, where it's pretty straightforward. You crouch, you prone, you run,
yeah,
you walk. Like, that's pretty much all I care about. I don't want this whole sliding around, jumping around, that kind of thing. I'm just not into that gaming that much anymore, so that was a little bit annoying. Now, yes, it is more fast-paced when you can find somebody to fight. I had a lot of trouble finding somebody to fight in the game. I really did. Like, it just, there were times like I'd start off and, you know, you actually are like, you have like a jetpack, you fly down, and like you don't jump out of a plane or a bus or whatever. You just like have a jetpack, you fly down, you land, and you start running around doing stuff. And, you know, just like every Battle Royale, the map gets smaller and smaller. And it literally took, I think, 3 rounds until I found one person to fight.
Jeez.
Yeah. So it was kind of tough with that. That was kind of annoying. Killing people, I think, is a little more difficult because you can revive people, similar to Fortnite, how you can revive. However, say you get killed, like permadead, I can go over, I can grab what's called a revive box from you and take you to a revive station and revive you there. So there is a permadeath, like if you don't get to that in time. But like in Fortnite, you can go over and you can heal somebody and bring them back. But however, if you don't get to that person in time and they die, they're done.
Yeah, that's game over.
Yeah, whereas in this game, if you don't get to them in time to heal them, they die, but you can go revive them, and you have like another like 30, 60 seconds to go and do that.
Yeah.
So
that's probably like trying to keep the team together or something.
Yeah. It feels like a Titanfall game, absolutely, which makes sense. And, you know, it's all right. I mean, I might find myself jumping on here and there. It's not going to be a game that I play religiously.
Yeah. It's not going to be a Fortnite.
Yeah. Well, I never played Fortnite religiously. I think you and I played it for like two weeks.
Yeah. And we were done with it.
Yeah. We're like, okay.
I mean, I don't like Battle Royale games.
My problem is this.
I mean, it's a free game. I'm going to play it, of course, but.
Well, my problem is this. No one has revolutionized it since PUBG. I mean, Fortnite did kind of, but.
It's the same thing, just rehashed.
Exactly. Give us something different. Like,
give us a dinosaur.
Add Titans in it.
Yeah.
That'll be huge. You know, like, give that's me another a dinosaur. Thing. There's no vehicles in this one either.
That's weird.
You know, so
especially like, for Titanfall, that's
like
weird.
They have vehicles sitting around. I was like, ooh, a vehicle, and it looks like you can get in it, but you can't.
Did you press X harder?
I did.
Nice.
Yeah. So Apex Legends. I say check it out. I think if you are a fan of Battle Royale games, you're going to like it. Just remember that it may be a little clunky because it is relatively new, and they still got to work out some bugs. Is it better than Fortnite? Yes. Is it better than PUBG? Eh. That's kind of where I stand with it.
Hmm. Well, anything's better than Fortnite.
Yeah, you don't have all those, you know, 6-year-olds screaming in your ear.
Yeah. Dabbing and flossing.
Flossing, yeah.
Whatever kids do nowadays.
Yeah. Oh, man. So let's get into the end game stuff because we talked a lot here for a while.
We've been talking for a while.
So last week we covered Loki and Heimdall. We talked about where they were in the comics, who they were in the comics, what happened with them in the comics. And then we talked about where they are in the MCU when Infinity War ended, where we believe they're going to be when an end game starts, and where they will be when Endgame ends. That's what we kind of talked about.
Mm-hmm.
This week, we're going to be talking about James Buchanan Barnes, as well as Black Panther.
T'Challa,
yes. So, who do you want to go with first?
Bucky,
thank you. So, now, James Buchanan Barnes, also known as Bucky Barnes, was in the comics. He was born in 1925 and grew up as an army brat. He was orphaned when his father was killed in training with the army. It's here when he gets his nickname Bucky, when he becomes sort of a mascot of a military camp. It's also here where he meets and becomes friends with Private Stephen Rogers, who is a clumsy soldier at the camp. Later in the comics, James discovered that his friend Steve Rogers was Captain America when he walked in on him changing into his uniform.
Oh, the nerve.
Now, at the age of 15, Bucky was put through extensive training and partnered with Captain America, which I thought was kind of weird. But again, this is back in the day. Comics were weird back then. So together, the two of them fought side by side, taking on the Nazis. Now, during their fighting, near the end of the war, Bucky is blown up aboard a drone plane developed by Baron Zemo. He's believed to be dead, as Steve Rogers is as well, because he is hurled into the freezing waters of the North Atlantic. So very similar to the first Captain America. Not exactly like, you know.
But similar.
But similar enough. You know, Bucky dies on a train expedition, and, you know, Steve dies on a plane. So that's kind of what happens there. Now, in 2005, a comic was written, and it revealed that Bucky had not died in World War II, but was found alive, minus one arm, by a Russian submarine crew. He suffered brain damage and amnesia. He was given a bionic arm and programmed to be a Soviet assassin for Department X under the codename The Winter Soldier. Now, as I was really like doing my research on this, I saw no reference to him in the comics in regards to the Infinity Gauntlet storyline. So that's unfortunate. But shortly after the death of Steven Rogers, the death of Captain America storyline, Bucky takes on the mantle of Captain America and plays a large role in the Secret Invasion storyline.
Dope.
And there's a big reason why I point those two things out. So you may have to just wait for all that. So that's who Bucky is. That's who, you know, James Buchanan Barnes
got is. Long hair and a metal arm.
Now, leading up to Infinity War. So his story in the MCU is pretty similar to that of the comics. I mean, not exact, but you know, some differences are that Bucky was in the military and Steve Rogers wasn't.
Yeah.
You know, Steve Rogers goes through the experiment, goes into the program, becomes part of the military.
Yeah, becomes a big guy.
Yeah, becomes a big guy. And he and Bucky are back, you know, side by side fighting the Nazis. Great. You know, that's what happens in the MCU. Bucky does die, so you think, you know, whenever they attack the train in the first Captain America. He then comes back at the beginning of Civil War, is it? Yeah. Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Captain America.
I was going to say, you skipped one.
Yeah. He comes. It's his movie. He comes back in Captain America, the Winter Soldier, and, you know, that whole thing plays out. And then he's back in Civil War, and he's had somewhat of a major role in Steve Rogers' life, you know, almost his entire time of being alive. So, you know, he's really carried a lot in the MCU. Come to Infinity War, and he, you know, is pretty useless against the battle of the forces of Thanos.
I mean, the big thing is he becomes White Wolf.
Yeah, doesn't
kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of.
But he is sadly killed off and taken away when Thanos snaps his fingers at the end of the film. He is part of the Decimation. That's what they're calling it, the Decimation. So that's where he is.
He's dead somewhere.
When Endgame begins, personally, I believe that this is going to be a huge driving force for Steve. Steve Rogers is going to be like, he's going to be carrying the weight of the world on him. He's going to be like, I failed the world. But Bucky. You know, like that's his
best friend.
I failed
Bucky more than anything.
Yeah. So I think that's gonna play, you know, that's gonna be a heavy burden on him in the movie. When Endgame is over, I want to see what you think. What do you think is going to happen when Endgame's over?
He's Captain America. I'm not joking. Like, I think he's going to pick up the mantle of Captain America.
Yeah, I fully expect in some form or fashion Bucky will take on the mantle of Captain America. But he will do so in honor of his brother, Steve Rogers. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what, I mean, is kind of
going to
happen.
I wholeheartedly think he's going to be that.
Yeah. And again, what I said earlier. After the death of Steve Rogers, Bucky takes on the mantle of Captain America. And he plays a pivotal role, a large role, in the Secret Invasion storyline. Keep that in mind, people. Keep it in mind.
Yeah. We won't know this until after Endgame, but keep it in mind.
We may not know for 3 years, 4 years after Endgame.
True.
But keep it in mind.
Oh, yeah. Hell, we might even know somewhat about it after Captain Marvel.
Maybe.
You never know.
Maybe. So, yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to that.
They could tease it.
Now, Black Panther. I'm going to talk about Black Panther a little bit here. This is all taken directly from Wikipedia. I was trying to do some research on how to best explain Black Panther, where he comes from, everything like that. But there is just so much information on Black Panther. So I'm going to kind of just go off of this in the comics, a little bit about what happened in the comics with him, and then we'll get into what his role in the MCU is. Now, Black Panther first appeared in Fantastic Four issues 52 through 53 in 1966.
He's been around a while.
So after that, he made his way from Wakanda to New York City to join the Avengers in the Avengers number 52. All right, so that was, I think, 1968 that happened. So, I mean, he was an Avenger early on.
Yeah.
You know, like, it wasn't like he...
Just appeared.
Like, no, he was an Avenger early on. The Black Panther is the ceremonial title given to the chief of the Panther tribe of the advanced African nation of Wakanda. In addition to ruling the country, he is also chief of various tribes. The Panther is a hereditary title, but one must still earn. Much like in the movie Black Panther. If you saw Black Panther...
I was going to say, that's the movie in a nutshell.
Exactly. I mean, yes, he is the next king of Wakanda, but he still has to earn the right to not only be the king,
but also be Black Panther.
So you have that. Many years in the past, a meteorite of vibranium crashed in Wakanda. Once it was unearthed by Wakandans, or whatever you call them, it was decided to hide and conceal Wakanda from the outside world. Again, very much like... Now, we don't know where the vibranium came from in the MCU yet, but according to the comics, it was from a meteor crashed. They hid.
Understandable.
So, I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean...
He's done some things.
T'Challa is the current Black Panther. He earned the title and attributions of the Black Panther by defeating various champions of the Wakandan tribes. One of his first acts was to disband and exile the Hatut Zarez, the Wakandan secret police, and its leader. His adopted brother, Hunter, the White Wolf, he sold off small portions of vibranium to... That's who was the leader of the police force, Hunter the White Wolf. He then sold off small portion of vibranium to scientific institutions around the world, amassing a fortune which he used to arm himself with advanced technology. Later, to keep peace, he picked adored ones from rival tribes to serve as his personal guard and ceremonial wives in training. He then studied abroad for a time before returning to his kingship.
Yeah, so he did, like, normal people things.
Yeah, I mean, there's quite a history of Black Panther, I found. Like, I knew Black Panther has been around. I've known about Black Panther since I was a kid. I knew he was a comic book character, but I didn't know that he was this in-depth. And they do have a lot. Like, I encourage people to go out there and do your research on Black Panther, even read some of the old comic books that you come across, because he is a very interesting character.
Cool guy.
Yeah, cool guy. Met him once.
Nice.
Yeah. So, MCU. He's first introduced in
Civil War.
Civil War, thank you. He shows up in Civil War for the first time. His father, T'Chaka, is trying to
do some stuff.
Open the world of Wakanda up to
the world.
The world, yeah. Like, yeah, but yeah, something like that. Whatever. He's trying to, like, you know, hey, you know, Wakanda's a thing.
And, yeah, hey, we exist.
Yeah, T'Challa's like, no, we cannot do that. And.
Oof.
And yeah, that's kind of what goes on. But then T'Chaka dies. T'Challa gets mad, blames it on the Winter Soldier, tries to find a Winter Soldier to kill him, finds out that he was brainwashed and that it wasn't his fault. But it wasn't actually the Winter Soldier who did it, blah, 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 all this stuff. Yeah, watch Civil War. Civil War is a mess, but watch it.
It basically summarizes what you just said.
Yeah. So that is where he comes into play. Then obviously he has Black Panther movie where he finally becomes the King of Wakanda, but then he loses being the King of Wakanda because his
cousin
Killmonger, played by Michael B. Jordan, also kind of looks like Vegeta, shows up and
goes Super Saiyan
and beats him in a battle to be the king. T'Challa goes on a spiritual journey, essentially, to, oh, this is what I got to do, and fulfills his destiny, becomes the King of Wakanda. It's basically Lion King.
Basically.
So there you go. So that's,
just with a different name and a color in it.
So, not lions, but panthers.
Yeah, and put black in it.
Yeah, Black Panther, Lion King, yeah, whatever. Yeah. So, again, it was a good movie. I really enjoyed it. I don't think it's as good as so many people are making it out to be, but it is a really good movie. I do enjoy it.
There's a lot of cultural significance to it right now.
Very true. Wakanda plays a big part, obviously, in Infinity War, because that's where...
Yeah, they leave from there.
Well, it's one of the major battles that take place in Wakanda.
I thought it was just like, hey, we're going to get coffee there and leave.
No, in Infinity War...
I'm not really that stupid. I'm making fun of Marvel people.
Yeah. So it plays a pivotal role in the final act of Infinity War. But at the end... Black Panther, much like Bucky, is part of the decimation and is killed off by
He's
the resting, snap.
He's resting spaghetti.
Shuri, his sister, is distraught, obviously. So that's where we are left at the end of Infinity War with Black Panther, T'Challa. Endgame begins. Obviously, we have no Black Panther.
Yeah, he's dead still.
He's dead. He's gone. He's gone.
He rest in spaghetti.
He gone. But my guess is Shuri. That's going to be her driving force. Shuri's going to be running Wakanda. I think that she's going to be utilizing some technology so Wakanda believes that T'Challa is still alive.
Probably.
And that Shuri is dead. That is my guess.
That would be a crazy twist.
You want to know why I think that?
Because she's the next Black Panther.
Yes, but you know why I think that? Because in the Infinity War trailer, there's a scene where they have missing people up, and Shuri is one of the missing people. So it would be interesting to see that she uses her technology, her background in technology, makes it seem like T'Challa's still alive. She takes on the mantle of the Black Panther for them so people believe in Wakanda that they're still led by their king.
Mm-hmm.
That is my belief of what's going to happen. But her whole driving force in doing this is to hopefully find a way to bring T'Challa back, obviously.
Do you think they'll come back?
Yeah, because we're going to have a Black Panther too.
No, I meant like, because it's rumored that like they're dead. And the time travel is just splitting off into a different timeline.
Look, we are going to talk about all this in our final episode of our hype.
Okay. You can't tease it?
No, look, we got to talk about these direct characters. We're talking about this character.
You think Black Panther is dead?
Yes.
Nice.
Okay. So when Endgame is over, what do you think?
Killmonger's back. I think Killmonger will make a return. And Black Panther shall still be Black Panther. T'Challa will be T'Challa. T'Challa will be Black Panther. There we go. I think that's what will happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think Black Panther will be back. Whether it's a separate timeline or back in the current timeline, whatever it is, he'll be back because we are getting a Black Panther 2 and yada, yada, yada. We're going to move forward from there. So that's kind of my thing. I think he will be part of the new Avengers.
Yeah.
I do. But he'll be more of an international Avenger where
you think
the threat is international. He'll be there, but not...
Do you think they'll actually split that up like that?
I kind of have a sneaking suspicion they might do something. Because
like there'll be Avengers International, Avengers West Coast, Avengers East Coast.
Again, we'll talk about this later on.
Or no, I'm thinking that DC has that.
Yeah, we'll talk about this later on. Because
I totally confused the two universes for a second.
I really have an idea of or a thought on where they could be going with the MCU.
Yeah,
but we'll be talking about that in our
Green Lantern makes an appearance.
What?
No. Yeah.
So, yeah, that is Bucky. Or not Bucky. Black Panther.
I mean, technically, you're not wrong either.
Yeah, Bucky and Black Panther. So, yeah, that's our build-up to Endgame. We're going to be doing two more characters, I think. I think two more characters next week or more. Here, let me look real quick if I can do this quickly.
I know, because it should be two. Because the Guardians doesn't come up till later.
Is it later? I don't remember. Hold on. All right, so actually, nope. Guardians of the Galaxy is next week, so we will be talking about all of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
We'll have six characters next week, yeah. Or five, six
of where they are, just like we did with the Black Panther, Bucky, Heimdall, and Loki. We'll be talking about them, and just a little heads up. After that, you know, we got Guardians of the Galaxy next week. Following but that week will be Spider-Man and Doctor Strange. We will then cover Scarlet Witch and Vision, Hawkeye, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Fury, Hill, and Captain Marvel will be the 18th of March. The 25th, the week of the 25th, will be Black Widow, and that is where we start our single character dives, because each of these characters are ones that are bigger. Still alive right now and moving forward, where we're going to go from there. So that's starting at the last week of March. We'll be covering Black Widow leading up to the 22nd, which will be the week of the 22nd, will be Iron Man. It will also be our Avengers pregame. And then Endgame comes out the 26th. And then the following week will be Avengers postgame. So here's a little look at our upcoming schedule for all of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quality content.
Yeah, we got it going. Yeah. All right, so I got nothing else. That was a lot of talking.
I got nothing else for this one.
Yeah, so thanks for listening, and we will talk at you next week. Bye.